T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
What you're about to hear is going to be a very difficult audio to hear, but we all believe it's very important for all of us to hear, because when you continuously read something tragic over and over again that pops up on your cell phone, tragic news, whether it be about another shooting or another attack or another overdose or whatever it may be, let's be honest, mm-hmm. you start becoming desensitized to it because you just see it over and over mm-hmm. and over and over again.
Well, it's easy to take yourself and put yourself outside the situation. I think the reason that audio can be hard to hear is because it adds humanity to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes it from something that's like a news story, a clickbait headline, and puts yourself right in it. And you, as a human being with empathy, you don't hear it. You put yourself there.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, we could shy away and be that show who's like, oh, we're just going to, you know, tiddlywinks and lollipops. But really, like, we want to make a difference.
Well, and also I think these days it's happening so much. Every day I think there's a story about whether it's a shooting or an overdose. And it's almost like you just get used to hearing it. And it's still sad and it still affects you in a way. But we're kind of almost just like immune to it
you're honestly
in a
like,
weird way.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
And it's wild that we're all feeling this way. And that's why we've been talking about it, you know, a lot this week. And that's in regards to Mac Miller's death due to an alleged overdose, right? And we keep hearing it. It's an epidemic going on, not just amongst artists, mm-hmm. but amongst people in your community, your family members, your friends, etc. And we honestly want to do as much as we can to bring it to reality and say, yo, this epidemic needs to stop.
Mm-hmm. Just minutes ago, TMZ actually released the 911 phone call from Mac Miller's friend when he actually found him at his house after his overdose. And like Edgar said, we've been kind of struggling with playing it because it's disturbing. It's frantic. You hear the pain right. in his friend's voice. But yeah, we want to play it for you.
Well,
so.
Here, one thing first, too, is yeah. like you got to comment on like your Chelsea's has an extra level of emotion when it comes to this Mac Miller story in general, because you've had a relationship with him in mm-hmm. the past in terms of interviewing an artist, and you connect to musicians. So I appreciate your openness to be willing to talk about things that also hurt you on a personal level, because mm-hmm. it's important. The thing we want to do is prevent these things from happening.
Absolutely. So here it is.
Is this a house, apartment, or a business?
It's a house. Please
are you calling from?
Yes.
When's the last time you saw him or talked to him?
Yesterday. Please.
Okay. Hurry. Can you wake him up? Stay with me on the line, okay? You found him on the bed, on the floor.
And you just hear that breakdown at the
yeah.
end. Just like that. You are not human if you can't hear when somebody just finally cracks, because he's trying to, the mm-hmm. individual's trying to keep some level of composure to answer questions. When you hear that, like,
It's a sense of he's lost all hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he just breaks down. He feels as a friend, he can no longer do anything to bring his friend back.
Yeah, and that came out, actually, that when the paramedics came, they found out that Mac had probably been dead for hours. So I'm sure that his friend probably realized that, because he asked him, you know, is he awake? Can you wake him up? What's going on? And I'm sure his friend, you know, kind of realized right then and right there. And another thing that we learned recently, too, is that Mac had a party at his house the night before. So they're shining a spotlight on that, mm-hmm. you know, what went down there. And yeah.
And I think it's important to do this, right? Because I think a lot of times, especially when you're in your 20s or even 30s or whatever, maybe you're out partying with a friend and you see the fact that drugs are being used, and maybe you know your friend has kind of battled with that kind of situation, but they always play it off as like, nah, I'm just a social drug user. It's
right.
just to get a little upper or a little lower, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not addicted to mm-hmm. it. And you kind of let it go by because you don't want to be that dude or that girl that goes like, guys, come on. Let's not do that. You know, like, let's not do coke, or let's not take those pills or whatever, because you don't want to kill the party in a mm-hmm. sense, you know?
Exactly.
But in reality, you may not, maybe it's worth killing the party rather than seeing your friend dead,
mm-hmm. well,
and you know, and stepping in and trying to help out.
The thing I think is important, more important about playing like something like this versus just talking about the details of the story, is because it adds that human component to it. Everyone can hear that voice, that individual crying, and you can put yourself there. You don't want to be either person in that situation. You don't want to be any of Mac Miller's friends or family. You don't want to put your friends and family through that. And also, you don't want to find your friend like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so easy. We live in a move-on culture. Oh, and we're so fast. Twitter, boom, trending. What's next? What's next? What's next? It's so easy for us to shove that in the backdrop and say, whoa, that's a, oh man, that's awful. That's terrible. Like, I hope something positive comes from this, but then we move on and nothing positive does. So it's important to draw that human connection.
Well, you saw that almost happen on Monday. It was like Mac Miller's death was Friday, right? The news broke out all weekend. And then as soon as Cardi B threw a shoe at Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah.
That took over your social media. Memes took over everything else, and then it was like, you know, Mac Miller's situation wasn't as big anymore. And that's the issue with this. Like, we can't just be news cycles. Right. We're humans. We're people are suffering through this, and if we truly want to pay our respect to Mac Miller and his life and people that have died due to overdose and situations like this, the best way to do so is, like, let's not let their lives be gone in vain.
Right.
Let's do something.
Let's
about
stop
it.
Saying we hope something positive comes out of this and start saying something positive will come out of this.
Because we're going to make it happen.
Yep.
So, as difficult as that was to hear, Familia, we just felt it was necessary to do so because we're serious about this epidemic that needs to end. We love you guys.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.